O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, come ye to Bethlehem. No, thank you. I don't think I'll bother. Bethlehem? Who'd want to go there? It's in the middle of nowhere, and it's now a battleground between Palestinian and Jew in their godless conflict. You can keep Bethlehem. I'll stick with where I am. Well, this is missing the point somewhat. The call to go to Bethlehem is really getting at something rather different from this. It seems to be a call to be surprised by God in a surprising place. It's a habit of God to do this. In the Bible, he keeps upsetting people by intruding where he is not welcome, like in the corridors of power of the Roman Empire, which incidentally is not the name of an Italian cinema. In the Gospels, Jesus keeps talking to the wrong people, collaborators, sick and infectious people, prostitutes and fat cats. He seems to be embarrassingly indiscriminate in who he hangs around with. He touches people who should not be approached and listens to people whose story has been untold for a generation. And I guess that's where I begin to struggle with this particular carol. Who are the faithful who are encouraged to visit Bethlehem? And why are they singled out for special invitation? When I read the story of that first Christmas in the Gospels, I find God inviting outcast shepherds to go walk about in work time and foreigners to bring symbolic gifts to a strange family. It's rather faithless people who are beckoned and welcomed. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting for one minute that Christians are not invited to celebrate Christmas. Rather, I'm suggesting that we ought to widen the field a bit and invite the unfaithful to come to Bethlehem to gatecrash a party they didn't know was happening. They might spend the whole time wondering whose party it is, but they'll probably find out before they leave. And they might be surprised to find how welcome they are, even if they feel their credentials are inadequate. The God of the Christmas story has a habit of loving surprises, springing jokes, inviting anyone who will come to join him where he is. Now, Bethlehem might not be the most attractive place to visit. It's a stable which frames this particular tableau. It has real dirt, real smells, real people, real bewilderment, and real uncertainty. There's no promise of an easy or a healthy life. There's no guarantee of a comfortable lifestyle. There's no security and no fully comprehensive insurance protection. Indeed, the host of this basic accommodation will one day find hospitality in short supply and find his joyfulness and faithfulness getting him nailed to a cross. But whether I consider myself to be faithful or faithless, he looks me in the eye and invites me to prepare for Christmas, to celebrate God among us. So, come all ye people, ye who are curious about what is really going on at Christmas, come to Bethlehem and be surprised. And rewrite the carol.